What's up, dude?
Hey, I feel like, you know, no one's bigger than you these days.
God, it's unbelievable, man. I'm out here at the World Series. It's crazy.
All right, Andy, our buddy from Monroe, did K-Fest. That was cool. Did Not So Silent Night. That's cool. Is on Dancing with the Stars. Very cool. But another level, you are opening up the World Series with the New York Mets.
I mean, crazy, man. I got a call last week to, like, can you come sing the national anthem at the World Series? And it just blew my mind. I'm so psyched, dude.
So excited for you. I want to know, you know, you're a singer. People always, obviously, you know, you want to do it justice and people get nervous. Is it a difficult song to sing? Is that why singers get nervous?
Yeah, you know why? Just because the words, it's like old English.
Yeah.
Not like, they don't flow into each other very well, you know? So if you do get a little bit nervous, people trip up on the words. I think I'm going to be fine. But it is hilarious that is, with this song, that is the one question everybody asks. Everybody goes, like, sing the national anthem. Don't screw it up.
I know. I'm sorry.
Right? That's like how it goes.
Yeah, I remember I threw out the first pitch once at a or three times at a baseball
game.
People are like, oh,
too, right?
That's horrible. That's horrible.
How'd you do?
Two out of three, I did good. And then the third time, I let it get in my head. And I forgot to let go of the ball. And it was horrible.
Oh,
it's still
man.
Talked about to this day, but whatever. But I know you'll be great tonight. And are you allowed to say you're rooting for, are you a Mets fan or New York fan? Can you say
I'm
that?
I'm a Yankees fan.
I am too, but.
You are too. So, yeah. So, I mean, Mets are cool. Kansas City's cool. I'm psyched to be here, dude. I'm just pumped to be here. Yeah.
You probably get good seats, too.
Yeah, we get it's awesome. You know, my brother who grew up with me in Monroe Woodbury as well, I flew him out for the event, and he's psyched.
That's so
awesome.
So,
the two of us are just going to have a blast, man.
We're talking to Andy Grammer. He's about to do the World Series tonight, going to sing the national anthem. He has a new album. Actually, he's going to re-release his current album and put four more singles on there. Current single is Good to Be Alive. That's coming out in November?
Yeah. We're releasing on November 2nd. And, man, I love that song. That's one of my favorite songs. Good to Be Alive is my jam.
It's a great feel-good song.
You know, like, life is hard, dude. Every once in a while, you have a couple, you have a second, sometimes a full day where you don't feel your stress. And this is the song you put on when that happens.
And Dancing with the Stars, still alive, still in there, man.
Hanging on, dude. I'm the twinkle toes right now. Giving my best.
What is the hardest dance you've had to learn?
Every single one.
Yeah.
Not joking at all. No hesitation in my voice when you ask me that question. They are all brutally difficult. And every time that I walk on stage, I'm always like, all right, let's see. I'm like, fine. I'm in the red room. And they're like, all right, Andy, it's your time to go. I'm like, okay. Here we go. Let's see, America.
That's how it's supposed to be. See, here's my issue with the show. Not to get an issue with the show. You know, you didn't know how, you know, it's not your thing. It's not in your wheelhouse to dance. And the whole thing is we teach you how to dance. How well do you progress, etc. I don't understand. I'm sure he's a nice guy. Nick Carter. I mean, isn't the Backstreet Boys, I've been to their concerts. They dance.
There's a lot of, you know, that's what's funny is everybody comes in with different
levels of skill.
Different levels. I do think there is something, and this is not a strength, but there's something fun to watch someone like me who is very bad when it started and not as bad now. Like, that might be a storyline to my advantage.
Yes, you know? For sure.
Like, there's still headroom for me to grow here.
All right.
Like, there's plenty of headroom. Yeah.
All right. Well, I wish you the best with the Dancing with the Stars. You could go all the way.
I'm trying my best.
But I got one more other thing I want for you in your career. I'm going to manage you right now. I need you to do Saturday Night Live.
Dude, of course. Please. That would be amazing.
Gonna put that
out
there.
Taking down the World Series tonight.
Okay.
And we'll see if we can get somebody on the phone.
Right.
How about that? We'll go from there.
I'm working on World Series, K-Fest, Dancing with the Stars. We'll do SNL. That's next.
Okay, that's next. I'm in. Repping Monroe Woodbury the whole time.
And the cool thing is, tonight we actually get to see you do the national anthem. Usually you don't get to see that performance, but it's a World Series, so they show it.
I know. It's really cool. And what's crazy is that I have to time it correctly. They're doing like jets that are flying over the stadium right as I say Brave.
No pressure.
Which is just throwing a little extra stress for you.
Your hometown station, your hometown people are so proud of you. So happy for you, man.
Thank you, buddy. Great talking to you, man. You're awesome.